Another hot day today. Temperatures will likely reach the low 90s before showers and thunderstorms begin to develop. And if we do manage to get to 90, it'll be the third straight day at or above 90 degrees. We tied the record high yesterday of 93, set back in 2006. We'll get close today to an old record. The record today is 94 and goes all the way back to 1898. But again, it looks like we'll get some afternoon storms to pop and will likely keep us a little bit short of that record. But if we manage to keep the storms away a little bit longer, we could make a run at that 94. But I'm tracking already now some showers and storms off to our north and west. And in fact, overnight, we had some dying showers from a big complex of thunderstorms. And those leftover showers spotted parts of the area overnight. Didn't amount to a whole lot. And now the story will be the cold front approaching this afternoon and evening with showers and thunderstorms developing out ahead of that front. We should see the first storm activity generally between about 1 and 3 p.m. popping up over inland southeastern Georgia to the north of our listening area, but then pretty quickly propagating and spreading and moving toward the Florida-Georgia border by late afternoon and then across Jacksonville and northeast Florida very late afternoon and into the evening. Any of these storms will be capable of producing quite a bit of lightning, gusty winds, and some very heavy rain, even maybe a little bit of hail. I don't expect widespread severe weather, but it's something to consider and to keep in mind, keep an eye to the sky, and realize that depending on where you are exactly in the area for the afternoon commute, you may have some issues with wet roads and lower visibility. So we'll keep you updated, of course, throughout the day. Otherwise, those temperatures hitting the low 90s before the storms form and then drop tonight into the upper 60s. And looks like that front will be close by, little disturbances moving along it. So there'll even be a potential for some showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, and that continues right through tomorrow. Tendency should be for those rain areas and storms to shift a little bit more south with time, especially by afternoon and early evening. So it's just about anywhere in the morning, mainly near and south of I-10 by the early afternoon and shifting south of Highway 16 by late afternoon as it stands right now for tomorrow. But the upshot is that everybody should get at least some rain between now and Thursday afternoon, and in some spots there'll be some pretty decent storms and some pretty heavy rainfall. Again, a blessing considering the time of year and that we are oftentimes headed toward the peak of the wildfire season this time of year, and what is also typically it would be a dry period, not only climatologically, but also because we have a La Nina that's ongoing in the Pacific, and typically it's a drier spring. We had that last year, which was the first part of the strongest part of this La Nina. The La Nina has a tendency to be weakening right now, and that may be why we've had managed to be a little bit wetter. But it's good news either way, obviously, and it's going to help cool the temperatures, too. So we drop tomorrow to highs only around 80 degrees. There may be a few spots that get into the 80s. Now, the humidity will still be pretty uncomfortable for tomorrow, but it won't be as hot as the last couple of days. And then we really cool off. The humidity goes much lower, especially for the end of the week and the beginning of the weekend. A couple of just outstanding days for Friday and Saturday. Should be able to throw open the windows as nighttime lows will be dipping into the 50s by Friday morning and Saturday morning especially. And even Sunday morning is really quite comfortable near 60 degrees. But we will start to warm up again on Mother's Day. So Friday's highs in the low 80s, Saturday low 80s. The inland areas will be warmest. The beaches will have a tendency to stay in the mid to upper 70s, really very nice. And then Mother's Day, we get back into the mid 80s. Today, the Jumbo Shrimp have game two of the season. It's a business day special today, 105 first pitch, and it'll be hot. Temperatures at least around 90 degrees, if not a little bit above, with an eye to the sky, especially to the west and northwest for developing thunderstorms. The longer the game goes, more you are in borrowed time, but it would appear if the game moves along swiftly that we'd get it in before the storms develop. But that'll be something to watch, especially later in the game at Bragan Field for this afternoon. And today, by the way, is World Math Day. Boy, meteorology is all about math. There are millions, literally, of calculations made every hour that go into weather computers to try to forecast the weather at all levels of the atmosphere. It's very complicated. And then in the First Alert Weather Center, once we get that data, we try to smooth it out, massage it a little bit with our experience and what we know about the weather here locally to come up with your, hopefully, most accurate forecast. And then if you travel around the world, most of the world uses Celsius for temperatures. And when you're a world traveler, you sometimes can get lost when they talk about those temperatures. But a very quick and easy couple numbers to remember, because if you just inverse them, they're the same in Fahrenheit. In other words, words, 16 Celsius is 61 Fahrenheit, and 28 Celsius is 82 Fahrenheit. So you just switch those numbers, and it really can be very convenient. I know there's a lot of other numbers out there when it comes to talk about temperatures, but you'd be surprised if you at least can remember those two numbers, how much it helps you when you are traveling internationally. Though your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.